It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world while simultaneously caring for their people. The Bright Side is sponsored by PLINK Leadership. PLINK Leadership believes in a world where positive leadership is the norm and individuals and the organizations they power are a force for positive change. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, co-founder of PLINK Leadership, I'm here to bring you your 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. All right. Good morning, everybody. Today we are talking about the key ingredient to success and four things that you must do now to improve your career, your life, your health, and your relationships. So, who doesn't want to have a more successful relationship, a more successful career, a more successful life? And we're often looking for ways to get this, whether it's hiring a life coach or starting a new healthcare program or signing up for the latest training or reading the latest book on improving our lives. There are all kinds of things in the world that are sold. There's a whole industry around improving your life. And today I want to talk to you about really the key ingredient to all of this success. And we've been on this theme for a couple weeks now. But the key ingredient is self-care. And this is an overarching umbrella. When I look at the health crisis in the United States, and the amount of people who are really sick, who are not able to perform at their highest level because of poor life habits, or you know, having worn themselves down to the point of burnout, really this self-care is critical to improving success on all different levels. And there's four key components. Certainly these aren't the only ones, but these are some at the very base, if you're looking at Maslow's pyramid, if you're looking at our basic needs that you can start doing immediately, and they don't cost any money for the most part. This is the great part. So the first one is one I've been on about for years now. If you are a loyal follower of The Bright Side, you've heard me say this before, but sleep is crucial. And if you only did one thing on this list, if this was it, you would vastly improve all the areas of your life. Now, sleep for a healthy adult between the ages of 26 and 64 is defined as 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Now, a lot of people will say, I only need four, I only need five. But what we know is that when you're sleeping 6 hours or less a night for a week straight, that you're operating on the equivalent of somebody who has 0.1 alcohol level. And that's crazy. That's super high. That's like you're drunk. So, but the key thing about this is that people self-report that they're fine. So oftentimes, like if you were ever in a situation with a friend in college or after college who drank too much and said, I'm fine, I can drive. It's very similar, right? I'm fine, I can work. I've gotten 4 hours of sleep last night. So this is really important, this sleep. And we miss sleep. In fact, one of the craziest things I heard recently is one of Netflix's biggest competitors, or they have three major competitors. One is Facebook, one is YouTube, and the third is sleep. So Netflix is literally competing with people's desire to sleep. I know that I have stopped watching a lot of TV because when I do, I stay up till 11 or 12 at night. And because I get sucked in and the shows are great and I don't sleep well. So it's really important to be getting 7 to 9 hours a night. Now, the other benefits of sleep include your ability to clear out the plaque in your brain. Our brains don't have a lymphatic system. And so during the night when we sleep, the fluid in our brains actually flushes out. Our brain changes size, it shrinks down, and it flushes out the toxins in our brain. And that helps to eliminate the toxins that accumulate during our waking hours, which some scientists believe reduces the possibility of developing brain-related diseases such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. So really important piece there. It also allows the brain to prune away excess connections. and effectively kind of cleans the slate so that you can learn and function more effectively the next day. And finally, it gives our brain a chance to rest and strengthens those new and old versions of our experiences. So those are all things that it does for the brain. It also helps to heal and restore the body, as well as just put you in an overall better mood. Now, you may be somebody who struggles with sleep, and I definitely can empathize with that. I have some people that are very close to me in my life that struggle with sleep quite a bit. And the next step in this self-care, these four things you must do now to improve your life, can help with that, and that's exercise. So moving your body, going out and getting physical activity, releasing that stress through physical activity can be very helpful in helping you sleep at night. They also say that just laying in bed with your eyes closed gives you about 80% of the benefits of sleep. So even if you're laying there and you can't fall back asleep, or you're stressed about falling back asleep, just being still and staying in bed can help, as well as writing down what's on your mind can also help to get it out of your head and onto paper. But moving, exercise is a key part of the self-care, and we were never meant to be sedentary beings, and we are more sedentary now than ever. I can tell on my phone at the end of the day when it tells me that I've had 1,000 steps that I've not done enough during the day to move. This doesn't mean that you have to go out and get crazy and buy new exercise equipment or join a gym or spend lots of money. Like, even taking a walking meeting can be really helpful. It gets your blood pumping into areas of your brain that it otherwise wouldn't get to if you're sitting still. And it's really, there's really a lot of benefits to taking walking meetings. So we know that exercise also, even 1 hour of exercise each week can reduce the chances of developing a depressive state by 44%. So think about how many people in the U.S. are dealing with depression. 1 hour of exercise a week, and that's from a great blog post on OptimumTalent.com, 5 Neuromanagement Tips to Improve Your Career, written by Carlos Davidovich. He talks about that 1 hour a week. So really quite a big deal in terms of helping to decrease that depression. So get out and move, take a walk at lunch, go for a 10-minute walk, do some sit-ups in the morning, take a walk with your kids after dinner at night. It's summertime now. We're getting into the long days. It's light after dinner. You can go out and walk and take advantage of that. It's light in the morning. Just getting out and trying some kind of movement is going to help you improve these areas of your life. Getting this blood flow to your brain, getting blood flow to your body, helping you release negative energy and tension and stress. Very important. Now, number three here in terms of what you can do to help improve all these areas of your life, this kind of key ingredient of self-care, is play. And Jim Lehrer talks about this in one of his books, where he talks about maintaining positive emotional energy levels. And in order to do that, not neglecting or enjoying your physical health. And so thinking about doing things that you enjoy doing just for fun versus something that's productive. Enjoying and finding something that is relaxing. And when we experience those positive emotions like enjoyment or feeling challenged or experiencing adventure and seeing opportunities, that fuels our performance. And so these activities inspire emotions, positive emotions that are enjoying and fulfilling, and then become a source of emotional renewal. So that will help us renew our energy overall and to just be more successful in many areas of our life. And finally, this last one is to nourish yourself. Being really careful about getting quality food in, getting water in. You ever notice how when you're hungry, you start to not be able to concentrate on things? There's a great article on our website called The Science of Hangry, H-A-N-G-R-Y, which is like being hungry and angry at the same time. It's in the PLINK library page under articles, but it shows you all of the different things that happen to you physically and mentally when you get hungry, when you don't nourish yourself. So really this key ingredient to all life success is taking care of yourself. Good sleep, good movement, play for play's sake, having fun, allowing your brain to relax and make those connections while you're taking a break doing something fun that it otherwise can't do when you're in that hyper-focus mode. So take a look at that. Think about how you can pack positive snacks and good things to keep you feeling healthy and nourished during the day, keeping you hydrated. And all of these things will improve your ability to focus at work, your productivity, the way that you show up in meetings when you're rested and clear and not feeling grumpy from being hungry. Your relationships will be better because you'll be in a better place with more self-regulation, more positive emotion. Certainly, it's going to help the world healthcare crisis if we can start taking good care of ourselves in an effort to decrease things like depression, diabetes, sleep deprivation, all of these issues that so many people are struggling with in the world today, and get to that place of optimum well-being, health, vitality. All of these things are so important. So this has been Alexis Robin with The Bright Side. Always great to have you. Staying focused in on this positive self-care, and just stay connected to that, and you will watch the different areas of your life become successful without much effort. Thanks so much. Have a great week, you guys. Talk to you next week, same time, same place.